Children's books delight and entertain, but sometimes they serve a more serious purpose. Some of the books written by children's author Kathy Mashburn have valuable lessons embedded in their colorful pages. In this interview, I'm going to find out about her latest book, Wiggy Wanda. Kathy Mashburn has bright eyes, an infectious smile, and brought a doll with her for the interview. Now, this is not just any doll. She's the main character in Mashburn's latest book.
Wiggy Wanda is a story about a mother who is ill, and the little girl is 7. Carrie is the main character. And Carrie learns in this little book some of the things that might happen in her mother's journey to become well. For example, the parents decide to give Carrie a special gift, not an ordinary gift, but a doll. The doll wears wigs. At first, you go through the story where you get a little background information about cancer or serious illness. And then after that, when you get to the part where she gets the doll, she opens it up. She's all excited. She swings it around. I love Wiggy Wanda. I love Wiggy Wanda. And her hair goes flying off. And she starts to say, "She's broken. She's broken. My doll is broken." And the parents, of course, explain some of the things like hair loss that might occur in a serious illness.
This is obviously a children's book, and it is geared toward young children, possibly with the hopes of helping the parents communicate what may be going on.
Yes, that's my hope. I actually hope that the book would spark conversation with adults or a loved one, a mother, a parent, even a child that's going to may experience hair loss or treatment of some kind. Wiggy Wanda is special to me. My aunt lost her battle with breast cancer in 2006, and the book is dedicated to her. And she had this little nappy gray wig, and I had an 8-year-old daughter at the time. And my daughter, Raina, was playing with the wig. She had asked Aunt Brenda, if things happen and you're not here anymore with us, could I have one thing? And she asked for the wig. So when she would play with the wig, she would plop it on the head of her doll at the foot of her bed. One day cleaning her room, Raina and I were in a room, and I picked the doll up and went to move it, and the hair went flying off, and that was the inspiration to write this book. How do parents find the words or find the starting point to say, these are some of the things that may occur to me?
You also have a doll, your own Wiggy Wanda.
I do. Several beta readers along the course of the journey of this book would read the book for me, and almost 100% of the time, people would say, 99.9% of the time, where's the doll? Is there a doll? Can I have a doll? And so I put together a team of seamstresses and a team of artists to hand paint faces, and we created Wiggy Wanda. Wiggy Wanda is an intentionally sold bald. She comes with a sweet little dress and shoes, and she has a little headscarf. It's special because when you receive your doll, you get a card that will, of course, be our thank you. But it'll also explain that part of this is that hope that an adult would enjoy that experience with a child of choosing a wig of their choice. So they're able to go to my website, wiggywanda.com, and choose a wig of their choice.
So you have how many wigs available?
There are 4 wigs available at present on the website. All of them are consistently priced, and they come in different styles and different colors. So you could choose a blonde wig, a red wig, a dark-haired wig, or, just my hope is that the parent or the adult that has this doll would share that experience. If I'm experiencing hair loss and my daughter's experiencing hair loss with her baby doll, then she can have that conversation with me and we can talk about it.
So the assumption would be you would buy the wig of the hair color of the person in the family that may be experiencing cancer and looking at experiencing that loss.
Yes, and just to feel good about yourself, there's other clothing, there's shoes, there's lots of little accessories for dolls. And I've just had a great group of people work with me to set up an experience where children can actually have choice. And as a parent uses that tool to talk about a serious illness like cancer, then they would also have that experience to shop together.
Where can you purchase your book?
It'll be on Amazon.com. You can search Wiggy Wanda or my name, Kathy Mashburn. You can also go to my website, which is wiggywanda.com or kathymashburn.com.
Do you have places you'll have book signings?
I am in the process of scheduling book signings. I typically have a kickoff signing in Dalton. We've kind of held back a little bit just because we wanted to make sure we had a supply of dolls available and a supply of books available at the same time.
How long did it take you to write this book?
This particular book I wrote in 2007. Since then, she's been in illustrators' hands a couple of times, and for whatever reason, after a year or two, it was just a project that just didn't come to fruition. And she's sort of my baby, so I've held on to her all this time. And an illustrator contacted me and said, I'd like to do a second book for you. She had done a previous book for me. And I thought to myself, if there's one book that matters to me that would serve a purpose, it's Wiggy Wanda. And so we began working on it several months ago. And I'm excited that it finally came to be.
How many other books have you published?
I have a cookbook, which is nothing like a children's book, but a cookbook. If you like to swap cookies, that's the kind of book. I also have a middle grade book, but in children's books, I really kind of like writing across different genres. I'm finding that children's books are really where I like to go the most, and I have three previous ones: A Birthday Clown for Archer, which was written about clown phobia. I also have Feeding Piggy, which is about counting money and coins. And I have a third book called Jilly Loves to Pretend. And Jilly Loves to Pretend, a little girl likes to be lots of things like the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus or Mommy. And in the end, she learns that what she likes to be the very best is herself.
Will you continue to write children's books?
Yes, I have many, many stories. And I have commissioned my fourth one for illustrations as we speak. It's underway. I hope you'll check me out. Come to my website, wiggywanda.com or kathymashburn.com. I'd love to hear from readers. If you would like to write me, you can write me. There's a post office box, but it's all on my website. Everything's there. My email's there. So I hope readers will reach out, and I hope this little book, Wiggy Wanda, is special to someone.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.